Okay. We are starting with Baba Kama, Daf Kuf Tes. Good Isru Chag for those of you listening on Motzei Yantif. If not, good Motzei Isru Chag. Either way, today's Daf was Daf Kuf Tes, is Kuf Tes. And we're starting with Kuf Ches Amabez on the bottom. It says the Mishnah. We're towards the end of Perek HaGozel, last 2.5 lot in Perek HaGozel. It finishes on Shabbos. Says the Mishnah, Hechan Pikdoni, this we've had before, the first half of the Mishnah. Somebody comes to you and says, where's my Pikadon that I gave to you to watch? Amar lo Avad, he says, oh, it got lost. Mashbiach Ani, swear to me that it got lost. V'yamar Amen. And he says, yeah, Amen. We know, right, Amen is a Kabbalah's Dvarim. So that's as if he swore. V'ha'edim e'edin oso sha'achlo. And then Edim come and testify that he himself ate it. I mean, he himself stole it. Mishalem Karen. He pays the Karen there. Meaning, what's important is that he does not pay the kefel. This is Toyntain is Avad. He says it was lost. So there's no such thing as kefel in this case. Toyntain is Avad. And therefore he has to pay for the principal. Hoda me'atzmo. If he would admit by himself, after swearing, he would admit. So then, this is a regular case of Asham Gezelos. Asham Gezelos. And therefore, Mishalam Karen Chomesh for Asham. You have the triple punishment. You pay the principal. And you have to add on a 25%, the Chomesh. And he has to give a karban, which we'll talk more about later. Heichan Pikdoni, but in the case where he says, where's my Pikadon? Bezos Hashem. Amalo Nignav, he said it was stolen. Mashbiach Ani, Vamar Amen, Vahidimidinos Hashakan, Vah, same case, but instead of saying it was lost, he said it was stolen, and it ended up that he stole it. Mishalim, Tashlume Kefel. This is the Chiddush of Toyntan Ganev. He pays Kefel, and it makes a difference what his claim was. Hodame Atzmo, Mishalim Karen Vachomesh Asham. But if before the Edom came, he would have admitted, then he paid Karen Vachomesh and Asham. If you remember, we discussed at least once, I think twice before, the Sugya of. We discussed the sugya of Toyntain is Ganav. The big discussion in the Achronim, Rav Gusman and others, is Toyntain is Ganav more of a din in Geneva, or is it a din in Shmira? Meaning, is it a prat in there's Mamish Geneva and Toyntain is Ganav, but it's really in that world, or is it more of a din in Shomer? Because after all, he didn't go into Yerushus and take it, so he is a Shomer, but on the other hand, you never find Kefel anywhere else. One of the big rayas that it's a din in Geneva and not a din in Shmira is this chiluk between Toyntain is Avan and Toyntain is Ganav. Because this, if it's a din in Shmira, something about that you violated your Shmira, what difference should it make what you claimed? You violated your Shmira. Should it make a difference? But if one says that it's a din in Geneva, once you say it was stolen and they testify that you stole it, then you get that din. Because of you said Geneva, so you get the din of Geneva, so then it can be understood that it's the din of Geneva. It can make more sense. We noted then also at the beginning of Perek Meruba, a couple of weeks back, that this question, whether it's a din in Shmir or a din in Geneva, seems to be a machlok between the Rambam and the Ravid, consistently in a few places. We're on the bottom of Kuf Ches Amud Beis. We just read the Mishnah. Said the Rambam writes in a few places. Number one, in Perek Dalid, beginning of Perek Dalid, he says, Toyntain is Ganav Eschayev Kefel, Shahare Hu Atzmo Haganav. Because he himself is the Ganav. He uses those words. And the Rambam says as well, a couple of halachos. The Rambam says that the Shvua, could you be Chayev Dalid? We know that not only can you be Chayev Kefel by Toyntain is Ganav, but you could also be Chayev Dalid Vehei. But the Rambam says the Shvua must be before you shecht it, or you sell it. Shvua has to be before the Tzvichu Mechira. And the Ravid says, what are you talking about? What difference does it make? Even if you were Toveachu Mocharit, by the time you swore and said it was stolen, you could move up. No. So the Ravid says, shouldn't make a difference. So why would the Rambam say you have to have the Shvua before the Tzvichu Mechira? Also, the Rambam holds that if you're Sholeach Boyad, if you use the item before you swear, you're also only Chayav the Karen, not Kefel. Why not? It's the same Shvua, same Toyntain as Ganav, right? And finally, the Rambam holds, this Dor Sameach deals with a lot that we mentioned, that the Rambam says you could be Chayiv Toyntain as Ganav even by a Gneva Mirshuso. Let's say you have a herd of animals for someone and you give back 99 instead of 100. That also could be Toyntain as Ganav. You're Gonev Mirshuscha from your own Rishus. So says Rav Gusman, all these Rambams point to the fact the Rambam holds it's a real din in Geneva. When you swear that it was stolen, you are stealing it. And it's found out to be yours. And that's why, if that's a real din of Geneva, it has to be before the Tzvichu Mechira. Because you have to steal it before you shecht it, Toveach U'mocharit. And that's why if you're Sholeach Boyad, if you use it before and it ruins it, why? Because we know HaSholeach Yad Mepikadon, Nechshav Gazlan. You're automatically a Gazlan. A Gazlan doesn't pay Kefel. Only a Ganav pays Kefel. And that's why the Ar Sameach says that also, even if you steal it mershuscha, you're chayev keifa. Why? Because why is a shvua the, why is it considered a geneva? Why is the shvua considered a geneva? Because says the Ar Sameach, up until the time that you swear to me that it was stolen, I have recourse. I could bring you to court, and I could say, pay me, do something for me. And unless you swear, you're going to have to pay me for it. The second that you swear, it's finished, it's lost, I could do nothing else. That's why that's a geneva. So says the Rambam, says the Ar Sameach for the Rambam, there's a substitute for that. If I give you back 99 sheep, and you're never going to know, you're never going to know about that other sheep, that's also a geneva, so you have no recourse, because you're never going to know to have recourse. So that's why you can even be chayv 20 times gone. The Ravid argues in all these cases, because he holds it didn't shmira, so it didn't shmira, so it should make a difference between whether the shvu is before and or afterwards, whether shaleach or vikada, it doesn't matter, it's a chiddush din in shmira. So according to the Ravid, what do you need a shvu for? It's a special din, it's a chiddush din in, how can you be chayv kefel? That's the chiddush according to the Ravid. You're chayv kefel for being a shomer, so you're chayv kefel because of the shvu that you did. But it's because of the, that's the violation, it's not because of the geneva aspect. Okay, let's get, that's the first half of the Mishnah. Second half of the Mishnah, three lines from the bottom. Hagozel Saviv, somebody's desperate, maybe he's trying to be a Bensorah Mora. He steals from his father, we mentioned that Bensorah Mora, we're going to get to the Gemara, that's Shem in Sanhedrin, Masechah Sanhedrin, right? One of the three things that one, at least one opinion says never happens. It's so hard to be a Bensorah Mora. It's only within 3 months, 13 to 13 and a quarter, and your father and mother have to have the same voice, and they have to be the same height, and they have to, so many details. So part of it, you have to steal from your father. You have to steal meat and wine. So it goes also, if somebody steals from their father, and Vinishbalo, when he swears to his father that he did not steal it, Vames, and then his father died. And then he admits. So what does he do? So he has to, usually, you have to pay Karen Chomish and Asham. So you have to pay the Karen. So who do you pay the Karen to? But now he's going to pay to himself. He gets part of the estate. He arshins his father. So Harizah, Mishalim, Karen, Vachomesh, Vashem. Question about the girsa here of Asham, Laban of Alachiv. You have to give it to the other sons of your father or to your father's brothers, meaning you can't keep it. That's the din. You have to do a Chiyav Hashava, and even though you're Yarshin, your father, you cannot keep this. You have to do a Chiyav Hashava. The Rashi and the Rambam, and most Rishonim say this is Me'ikr Hadin. Me'ikr Hadin, you have to do this Chovas Hashava. The Ravid here, and the Rashba says it's all, let's say, Sidei Shemayim. Me'ikr Hadin, you Yarshin. That's a din d'oraisa, you're Yerusha. You Yarshin this part of it. You know, it's whatever. You didn't get to fulfill the Chiyav Hashava. But the Ravid and the Rashba quotes it also, Lasi De Shemayim. So my focus, how to understand this this Mishnah, whether it's Me'ikr Adin or not. The stop there for a minute. There is a Rashi here that's much discussed. Rashi says, V'achach Meis Aviv, second Rashi on the Mishnah, V'achar Mises Avoda. After the father dies, you admit, says Rashi. What happens if you would have admitted before the father died? Sounds like from Rashi, says the Marsha, sounds like from Rashi that if he would have admitted before his father died, for sure he wouldn't have to do anything, because he was just yarshin it from his father. Says the Marsha, it must be Talmid Toek Savo. It must be Rashi didn't write it, because why would that be? What difference does it make whether you admit it before your father died or after your father died? Shouldn't make a difference. The Tosas Rid, the Marsha was machavin to the Tosas Rid. Right, the Tosas Rid right here. Marsha didn't have a Tosas Rid. We were Zocha. Right, he quotes the Rashi, which he calls the Mora. He calls Kupirsha Mora. He quotes this, and he says, it sounds like from Rashi that you wouldn't have to, you wouldn't have to pay anything if you would have admitted during his father's lifetime, because it would already be considered mamon of the father, and therefore he yarshins it. So he says, "Ve'enu nirali elafilu hoda b'chayavim bebechomer ashvua eidon iftar meyonesh as yosik zim tachas yado." No, it doesn't make a difference. So in the footnotes on the bottom of the Tosas Rid, beautiful footnotes, Rav Zaks writes the three-volume Tosas Rid. On certain receptors they have it, so he writes beautifully on the bottom. He thinks, I think even Rashi holds like the Marsha and the Tosas Rid. What is Rashi saying over here? Even Achar Misa Za'av Hoda, after the Misa Za'av he admits, he's telling you, even if he admits after the Misa Za'av, you might have thought that only if he admits before the Misa Za'av he's chayiv, but after the Misa Za'av, you would have thought then, it's as if he didn't admit in front of anybody. Is not a real hoda'a, because who, he's not being molded for the Baal Davar. Kamash Malan, even if he admits afterwards, but it's not to be medayik beforehand. So then, if that's true, then Rashi is holding like the Marsha and the Tosas Rid, and there's no machlokas. That's a foot in the footnote here in the Rav Zaks. Okay, let's continue. Says the Mishnah, Vimeno Rotsa, let's say this son wants to figure out a way to keep. He doesn't want to lose part of the Yerusha. He's going to lose part of the Yerusha here. because he stole from his father and has to give it to his brothers. So let's say he wants to figure out a way out. Osha ain lo, or let's say he doesn't have enough. Doesn't have enough to pay. So what does he do? Lava. So the Mishnah says you have a way out. Lava. He could borrow money, and what does he do then? After he borrows the money, he pays the brothers back, and then ubalechov ba'im v'nifrayin, and the people he owes money to can come and collect from the stolen property which he returned. Meaning, as long as he doesn't keep the stolen property, it doesn't end up in his rishus. That's fine. Right, this is where the Rav and the Rashi might get it from, that it's only Latzis Yeshamayim. How can you do this whole, like, you know, backwards to try to get out of the punishment? So you can say, no, it's just the Latzis Yeshamayim. You can't have a gezel property on your hands. So this way you figure out a way to do it. Borrow money, pay it back with the stolen property, and you end up with the same money and you don't lose any Yerusha. The Mishnah says that is a possibility. Period. Next. Omer Lubno, Konem, Iatonen, Mishali. Let's see, somebody says, maybe it's continued. You have this kind of son. So you say to his son, you're usher to get any hana from me. Right? Konem, you can't get any benefit from me. In Mace, if he dies, Yerushenu, his son can get his property. Why? Because it's not considered his. It's not considered his. You can't get any hana, Mishali. This is not Mishali. It's not mine anymore. Says the Rashba. This is not similar, though, to a case where Reuven says to Shimon, Reuven can never get benefit. Reuven says to Shimon, Shimon, you can never benefit from me, and then Reuven dies. Let's say he wants to give it to Shimon. Forget the case of dying. He wants to give it to Shimon. Still not Reuven's there, so what's the difference? Here the father says he can't get any benefit from me, and the father dies, then the son could get it, because it's not the father's anymore. But what about when Reuven says to Shimon, you can't get benefit from me, and then he gives it to Shimon? It's not Reuven's anymore, so what's the difference? Says the Rashba, no, there's a big difference. Because even if you say you can't get a benefit from me, that also includes getting something from me, even if it's not me anymore. But Yerusha doesn't come from the father. Yerusha comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right? HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the rules, and it's considered as if kind of Mishulchan Gavoa Kazachu. Yerusha does not go, the Chiddush of the Rashba, beautiful Chiddush, the Yerusha does not go from the father to the son. Yerusha goes to Kol Sheba min hamadir lemudar, afa bisha b'shashu nana mimenu eina shal madir, it's usur, the nana mimenu chashvinan like, hocha shayni, sheino nana mimenu ela mishal shamayim. You're being nana mishal shamayim, sheho risho nechasim elulo im misa sa'av. Hashem says you can take this property, and therefore, said the Rashba, don't compare being a Yerusha and a Matana. This is a major Rashba to remember when we get to Yesh Nochlin, right? Eighth parak of Basra, old dinim of Yerusha, but that's the Rashba. Don't compare Yerusha to Matana. Yerusha comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, vaita. But if the father says, b'chayiv v'moto, but if the father says, you can't benefit from me in my life or in my death, then it may slow Yerushanu. So then, if he dies, he can't, because he said, u'b'moto. I'm sorry? How does that work, according to the Rashba, by saying ubamosa? I guess saying ubamosa, he's already labeling his property. He somehow could before, right before Yerusha kicks in. Just like I can give it as a present now, I can prevent Yerusha. Right? So I prevent before Yerusha kicks in, I am already labeling it. Lo Yerusha, how could I, this gets into the Masa Mashkasa Batoravarts, right? Maybe there are other sons, you know, just so you have to say something like that. The Aksulubanavalchiv, and therefore the son that was ostracized has to give it to the other sons or the father's brothers. The main low, and if let's say the son has nothing and he wants to figure out a way to get the money, Lava Balichov Baim in Ephron, he could do the same thing. He could borrow and the Balichov could come collect from the father's money, even though this is benefiting him in an indirect way, meaning he's saving because he doesn't have to give other money because you're taking this. That's not considered Hana. That's not considered Hana. Right, it's similar to what we had, we're going to have again later on in tomorrow's daf, when a gazlan steals chametz, right? In Yom HaDiyom, chametz shavar lava pesach, he can give it back and say, Arei Shachal Fanecha. Ask the Magen Avraham, what do you mean? Chametz shavar lava pesach is aser bahana. So how could you give it back to the nignav? You're getting benefit by not having to give something else. That's not called hana. Saving, right? And saving something is not the same as gaining something. So that's the same thing here, you would say. Continue. Amr of Yosef, afilu la'adik yishot staka. Even, let's say, this son that this stole from his father. There are no other Yarshims. What's he supposed to do with the money? So, put it in the staka box. He can't keep it. That's the din. He cannot keep the money. Afilu arnaki shel tzedakah. Says the Ravid here, And if he's very poor, he can go take from the soccer box afterwards. But look, he cannot keep it, but he's got to give it to the soccer box, but he'll be able to get it from the soccer box. Says the Amshal Shlomo, it's part of his tshuva. This is what he has to do. Amra, Papa, Vetzorach Shiomer, Zegezalavi. Also, he has to say, he can't say, you know, I'm giving money, please put a plaque on the board for me. You know, he can't say, Zeh, he has to say, this is my father's gazelle, I have to give it back. The Rambam here in the Pirush Mishnah seems to say this is a chelik of the Chovas HaShava. The Chovas HaShava, the person has to know that this is the part of your tshuva, is to return it. The Amshal Shlomo says it befares. This is part of tshuva. Tzorach lahodiyo mishem shiyatsi yidei tshuva ma'alya lehizvados shehotzi gzeh lemitachas yada. Right, yes, it's really part of the tshuva. Says the Gemara now, asking a question on the Mishnah, amai nimchale lenafshei. Why does he have to go through this whole thing for? It's his now. His father died. Let him be mochale to himself. He is supposed to get, he has rights in this property, so let him be mochale to himself. Nimchale lenafshei. Milo tzan, didn't we learn in the Mishnah earlier, 6 plot ago? Machalo ala keren lo machalo ala chomesh. Remember we said how much you have to go to Madai for. So he said if he was mochal the keren and not the chomesh, then you don't have to go to Madai. But you see he could be mochal the keren. So just like right, if a neglect can be mochal, so why can't he be mochal to himself? Alma bar mechilu. So you see it's a bar mechila. So what's the answer? 3 answers. Alma Rav Yochanan. First answer is a machlokas hanan. Second answer is according to one of them. Third answer is according to the other one. That's the structure of this amud. Answer number one. Amar Rabbi Yochanan lo kasha, Rabbi Yossi Eglili, Rabbi Akiva. It's a machlokas, Rabbi Yossi Eglili and Rabbi Akiva. That's the machlokas, whether you could be mochel the keren or not, of the geneva. The Tanya, the Brisa says, v'mein lo ish goel, hashif ha'asham, the person steals and there's nobody to pay it back to. What do you mean? Chiyesh adam b'Yisrael she'en lo goalim, is there anybody you can never pay back to? Somebody, so right, Jewish geography, everybody has relatives. Ella b'gezla ger kozmadaber. Oh, we're talking about if you stole from a ger, you stole from a convert. And the convert dies, right? And we know Gershon is Gayer. Kanshanova dummy. He doesn't have Krovim. He's not related to anybody. So that's the case discussed in the Gemara. Let's finish first and then we'll talk about that principle. Harisha Gazla, Ger Ben Ishbala. Somebody steals from a Ger and then swears to the Ger that he didn't steal it. And then Vishama Shemesa Ger. And he hears that the Ger died and now he is Moden. He wants to return the money. So who does he return the money to? So the halacha is Gezla Ger, as we'll see on Amud Beis, goes to the Kohanim. Goes to the Kohanim. So he's on his way up to Yerushalayim. And he meets that Ger that he heard that died. He meets him. He says, I thought you died. He says, no, I'm Chai V'Kayim. He gives him a bracha, Baruch V'Chai Mason. And then he says, you know what? You're such a nice guy. You were going up to the Yerushalayim. You know what? Keep it. Keep us alone. Pay me back next time you see me. And he made it into a milveh. We'll have to see later why that's important. Umeis, and then the ger died. So the ger didn't die beforehand, the ger died afterwards. So now what's the halacha? Zocha halav masha biyada. Different B'yosek Lili. B'yosek Lili says, the guy could keep it. The guy could keep the money, does not have to give it back. So, and we're going to think that's because he can be mochel to himself, because the ger has no yarshim, and he would have to give it back, right, the ger has no yarshim, and therefore it's hefker, all nechzei ger are hefker, and therefore he could keep it. We'll get to Anam and Beis. What about what's the whole din of Gezel HaGer going to the Kohanim? That the Gemara is going to ask that question. So Zachal HaMashim Yodah, Rabbi Yosei Gliz. Rabbi Yosei Gliz says he could keep it. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Ein Lo Takana, Achi Yotzi Gzilem Mitachaz Yado. Rabbi Akiva says, no, you got to give it. So what's this first answer? Rabbi Yosei Gliz, we think that according to Rabbi Yosei Gliz, Lo Shno Lanaf, Shev Lo Shno Lachirim, it doesn't make a difference whether you're being mochel to yourself, like in this case, or somebody else is being mochel, meaning there's a nignav, and he says, keep it. Matzi Machil, we think Rabbi Yosei Gliel does not make a difference what type of Machila. Rabbi Akiva, Lo Shna Lachir, Lo Shna Lanafshi, Lo Matzi Machil, Rabbi Akiva doesn't make a difference, right? You could never be Mochilit. Rabbi Yosei Gliel Huadin, and according to Rabbi Yosei, this is all the first answer, saying it's going to be a Machil. Rabbi Yosei Gliel is going to hold that you can be Mochil, the Karen of Geneva. Rabbi Akiva says you cannot be Mochil, the Karen of Geneva, and it doesn't matter the type of case. Rabbi Yosi, who didn't feel lozafu b'milvin. According to Rabbi Yosi, it doesn't make a difference whether it was still Karen of Geneva or he made it into a loan. It doesn't make a difference. You can be mochalit. V'hadi tani zakvalo b'milva. Why does the Brisa talk about a case where he specifically changed it into a milva? Lo diach l'kochad Rabbi Akiva. Tell you the chiddush of Rabbi Akiva. Tafilu zakvalo b'milva. Even if you made it into a milva, meaning it's not Geneva money anymore. Ein lo takana shiyosi gzilem mitachas yado. No, it still doesn't work because it didn't work. He made it into a milva. What do you mean? You got to get rid of it. The Mechila didn't work, and it wasn't a Mechila there. Period. So that is the first answer of the Gemara. maybe the stira in the Mishnais, right, meaning our Mishnah here, seems to say that you cannot be mochalit, right? You got to give it to the brothers or the father. And the earlier Mishnah, mochalit al-karen, says you can't be mochalit. Machlokas tanam, Rabbi Yossi Aglili, and Rabbi Akiva. What's the chiddush by saying that he was schlepping up to Yerushalayim? What to say that for? What's the chiddush? So says the Pnei Yoshua, you know what the chiddush is? To tell me that even though he had his animal already, once he says, I'm alive, I'm a milveh, so we say, it was tos, and the animal goes to graze, goes lechulin, it has no kedusha, it was a hektish betos, says the Pnei Yoshua, because he finds out that he was alive, it was a hektish betos. Hey, says one of the other achronim, so here in the Biri Adaf, it quotes that the Chasdei David, who is just the opposite. The Gemara doesn't say here that it's lechulin. Maybe the chiddush is that even though the money now is no longer keren of geneva, once you imakdash the animal, and it's still labeled as an asham lehiskaper, right? You have to be makar of your asham, right? So that's the chiddush. I mean, the opposite chiddushim. Why that pride is mentioned? Okay, so that's the first possibility. So Maskal the Rav Sheshit says, is this true? Is this true that there's a machlokas Rabbi Yosef Glili and the Rabbi Akiva? If this is true, then Rabbi Yosef Glili, according to Rabbi Yosef Glili, who says you could be mochel l'shmina l'nafshi, why don't you give a case that you could that of mechila to yourself, which is an even bigger chiddush? The koshkein la'achirim. What's the case where mechila works? That's the case earlier on kuf gimel machlo ala karen. But what do you mean? The bigger chiddush, if there's no difference between yourself and others, would be mechila l'nafshi. You can be mochel to yourself. But why didn't it say that? And also the other way. If Rabbi Akiva holds across the board, you cannot be mochalit, it would be a greater chiddush to say that somebody else cannot be mochalit to you. And yet, what's this case talking about? Mechila l'nafshe. Our case of stealing it from your father. So says Rashi, it must be, look at Rashi, about the eighth wide line in Rashi. Rashi summarizes the question nicely. But once the two cases of the Mishnah that are given are la'acherim works and la'afi doesn't work, ikal ha'memar, it must be the dafka ketani, the chatana who reisha the mastisin v'seifa. It must be that it's one shita that has a chilik, but not two shitos, not two different shitas. So that's why we have to look further. So El Amar of Sheshas, Havahar Rabbi Yosi Aglili. Answer number two, Rav Sheshas says, really, they're both Rabbi Yosi Aglili. And Kikam, it's going to be the same chilik, but just within different cheetahs. Kikam, Rabbi Yosi Aglili, when did Rabbi Yosi Aglili say, to Matzi Machil La'acherim? That was the earlier case. Rabbi Aglili says, you can be Mochel to others. Avala Nafshe, but if you have it, Lo Matzi Machil. You can be Mochel to yourself. Ela Amai Zacha Halav Amasha Biyado. What's the only reason, and in this case of Gezel Agerin in the Brisa on our Amud, why is he able to keep it? He should have zaken al b'milveh, because he made it into a milveh. It was as if there was mechila, right? But he made it by acherim. But he made it into a milveh, and that's why it worked. That is answer number two. Rava Amar, Havahar Rabbi Akiva. Maybe they're both Rabbi Akiva. Ki Amar Rabbi Akiva d'lo matzi machal nafshi. When does Rabbi Akiva say that it does not work, like in the case of the son to the father? That's only to himself. Avala acherim matzi machil. But to others, he can be mochel. Stop there for a minute. The issue of mechila, why should there be... Oh, I forgot to mention before. Let's go back for a minute. So we mentioned before the issue of Gezel Hager and Ger in Lo Krovin. So we know this is a sugya. The Gemara mentions in Yavamas, Gershon is Gair Ganshin Olodami. So it's an amazing ha'ara of the Chassam Sofer that there is no makar in Shas for this. Gershon Gair Ganshin Olodami, there's no makar in Shas for this. So where's the makar? So the Balaturim has a makar. Has a remez. Balaturin Pashas Kiseisei. Lo sate mishpat ger yasom. Don't turn the judgment of a ger yasom. So what does that have to do with it? It says ger yasom. It doesn't say ger vi yasom. It says the Balaturin. So he says, velo amer ger vi yasom, lo malacha ger izi yasom. Ger shin is karkan shin ol adami. That's the Balaturin. The Meshachachma, which is the one that's oft quoted, and that is Mesh Chachma in Parshas Veschanan on the Pasuk Shuvah Lochem Lo'alechem. Go back to your tents. It says the Mesh Chachma, he quotes the Chassam Sofer, who wonders what the Makar is, Yivamas Chavbeis, Ulodaiti Pashut. It's obvious, says the Mesh Chachma. The Yotzah Lahem, the Mistam Ahayu, the Yotzah Mitzrayim, Nashem Harbei. The Yotzah Mitzrayim obviously were married to a lot of women who the Torah was an Aser. After all, the Gadol Hador was married to his aunt. Amram was married to his aunt. And yet, what does the Pasuk say here? Shuvah, go back to your tent. Go back to your Ohel, Ein Ohel El Ishto. Right, so they obviously went back to their wives. How could they go back? How could Aaron go back to his aunt? It must be Yeshin's guy got Shinola Dami. That's the Meshachachma's makar. The footnotes there quote the Maharal and the Gerarye in the end of Parshas Noach, who discusses this as well, if you want to learn more. But again, this is Gershon's guy, but this is all learned from Matan Torah. The big shaila by Matan Torah, Gershon's guy, Katan Shinola Dami, discussed what type of gerus was that? Right? What type of gerus was that? So, for example, one of the questions the Akronim asked is, there are a lot of katanim there. So, ger katan, right? Is that some Rishonim hold that's only a gerus midrabanan? What, they're only Jews midrabanan in that case? Or others that they are no yachas, but what do you mean? Yerusha of the Nochle Arads go back to Yotzei Mitzrayim, right? They, based on their grandfather, but I thought they weren't related, right? All these types of questions asked that the Geirus of Matan Torah, even though that's the Makar, the Gemara is in Krisus. What's the Makar for Geirus? How do you know what's the ingredients for Geirus? Mila and Tefila and Hartzos Adam. You have a carbon and a Kabbalah's Mitzvahs, maybe, right? But that's all learned out from Maimon Har Sinai, but that was an unusual type of Geirus. So you have to work out how it's a model, yet it's unique. All the Akronim work out how it's a model and it's unique. Rav Hari Kedem quotes Rav Soloveitchik, who says maybe it's different, but it's a Geirus Hatzibur. It's different. Geirus Hatzibur is different than a Geirus Hayachid, and that's why it's different. But it's a beautiful Klei Chemda. Just to mention the Klei Chemda, and then we'll move on. The Klei Chemda says maybe it was an Geirus, but it was a different type of Geirus. Because usually Geirus, you're leaving your destiny. And this Geirus was coming to your destiny. The lo shayach be Yisrael, but Kabbalah's Hatorah, Gershon, Gagajan, Olodami, that principle doesn't exactly apply. The Kiva derom onut kavale malem hakagigas. Imkein hera kadosh baruch hu, the Yisrael in chiyusam kim api yatorah kadosha. Veim sharsham v'chiyusam batorah. Imkein lo shayach, Gershon, Gagajan, Olodami, the adaraba. Hari ikr nesinas hatorah, mipnei sheim shayachim la. V'hi shalahem, yipa'as sheim b'nei avar misal v'yakob. V'davka beger habol iskar me'yuma acheres. Hari who mafran asmo miyumas haolam shekel chiyusam is based on other things, but here no, we were connected to the Torah, connected to Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov. This is our destiny, so that's why it works a little differently. Okay, let's continue. So getting back to what we talked about, so we have the three answers about how do you read the Mishnah. Either it's machlokas tanan Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yosei Aglili, or it's within Rabbi Yosei Aglili, or within Rabbi Akiva. So it's interesting, though, that the second answer and the third answer are machalik between mechilu la'achirim and mechilu la'atzmo. Why should it make a difference? I'm mochel to you. You owe me money? Keep it. Don't worry about it. Or, let's say, I have money and the person died and there's no relatives, so I keep it. Why should it make a difference? So it might be based on the stipler's discussion. The stipler has a discussion. Whenever you have a discussion of mechila, this stipler has to be front and center in Sanhedrin Simen Va, in Simen He, where he talks about how does mechila really work? You owe me $100, and I say, keep it. What does that mean? Is that a hakna'ah? It's as if I got it, and I gave it back to you. It's a hakna'ah. Or no, I am just removing myself. I am being mesalik myself from the situation, and there you end up with the money. But it's not a hakna'ah. Right, my nafkaminas, he starts off, I gave him 3 nafkaminas. Number one, could you do mechila l'katan? Right, you could be makna something to a katan. But you can't remove yourself, and the katan doesn't have it. Tosfos holds, we'll get to that hopefully, later, that da'as acharis makne, you can be makne something to a katan on daraisa level. But here, you know, so it depends. If it's a siluk, the katan doesn't really own it. If it's akna, it does own it. Number one. Number two, could you be mochel bar karcha? Happens all the time. No. Take it. No, keep it. Don't worry about it. No, I want to give it to you. Could you be mochel bar karcha? There's no kinyan bar karcha. But there might be siluk. I remove myself. Tough luck on you. I'm just removing myself. Second afkamina. And finally, the third one to mention is, what about, could you be chozer from your mechila? The Kilos Yaakov quotes this from the Nachal Ephraim, but doesn't understand it fully. But again, to be chozer from a kinyan is going to be harder than to be chozer from a siluk. What's a siluk? So it might be harder to be chozer from a kinyan. Either way, that's Simon Hay and the Kilos Yaakov. So maybe one could say that if it's a hakna'ah, you know, it's, you know, is it easier or better? What would you say? Which way does it work? To be masalik from yourself, or to be makna to yourself, that's somewhat hard. You can't give a kinyan to yourself, what, from your right hand to your left hand. But if it's a siluk, maybe it could work. Maybe it could work if it's just you're removing yourself from the situation. I'm not going to do anything with this money. That's it. So then maybe that, if you hold, it's only one and not the other. If it's only a chayim and not atzmo, maybe it goes hakna. But if you say even atzmo, so then maybe it could work. Okay. Anyway, but the third answer says that Rabbi Akiva has that chiluk. So Gemara says, 1 minute. Mechlal, if that's Rabbi Akiva sheet, that Rabbi Yosef Glili sar, filan afshi lamam matzi machel. If that's true, then you're telling me that according to Rabbi Yosef Glili, you could always be mochel. Even la'atzmo. Then 1 minute. Then what's the din da'araisa? El gezel al ger tekon rachman and nesina l'konim, hechem ishkachazla. So when do you ever give it to the kohanim? There's a din that if you steal from a ger and the ger dies, you give it to the kohanim. But if you could always be mochel to yourself, when do you ever give it to the kohanim? So Amar Rava, hacham ayaskinan, kishagozel as hager, v'nishpat lo v'meis. Hager, v'hoda l'achamisa. If you did the hodah after the ger died, that's when you cannot be mochel. Why? To be in the odi, the second that you admitted k'na'o Hashem, v'nesana l'kohanim. The second, the hodah is machayev. So there is a bialim. There is a bialim that's eternal. If you were moded before the ger died, then the ger died, so now the bialim disappears. But right after the ger died, so now there's a new bialim. Kodesh Baruch Hu is the bialim and he gives it to the kohanim, and therefore you cannot be mochel. Boy Ravina. Gozaka hagiyores maho. What if you steal from a giyores? So says the Gemara. Isha marachmana, v'lo isha. Do you say a favorite? Literally, odelma orchid the crow. No, do you say no? Just the Gemara talks about ish. Right, many times the Gemara says, how literally do we take ish? Does ish mean man, not woman, or mankind? And that includes woman. So Amar Leir of Aaron Ravina, so of Aaron, unusual name. Not too many Aarons in the Shas. Right, there are no Moshes. There are no Moshes. Right, we mentioned that in the past. Why isn't there any Rabbi Moshe or Rabbi Avraham? There's Rabbi Yitzchak. There's Rabbi Yaakov. There's no David. Moshe and David. Why not? Maybe they're so unique. So Amal Eir of Aaron, Luravina. So Tashma, the Tanya ish, and Liela ish, Ishiminakshu Omer Hamushav, Harikan Shtayim. Ah, Hamushav, the returned. Get it? That it says of the verb Mushav in the pasuk twice, so we include Isha. Imkain, Matam Lomer ish. So why did it say ish? If it includes even Isha, Ish at the Tzorach Lachzorach Haravim, Ish Lagolim Imlav, a man, you have to check out if he has relatives or not. Katan, Yat the Tzorach Lachzorach Harav. But if you steal from a Ger Katan, then you do not have to go after him. Biyadua she'en lo golem. He obviously didn't have any kids. Right? Biyadua she'en lo golem. Rashi says, eino molid. Eino molid. Ask some achronim. This Gemara comes up also in Sanhedrin. So some achronim say, but what do you mean? You look in Doros HaRishonim. You know, they had kids when they were younger. So what do you mean? Eino molid. Doros HaRishonim had it. So the Rishonim there in Sanhedrin, the Samach Test, discuss, you can't bring rice from Doros HaRishonim. Maybe it's Maisa Nisim. It was Maisa Nisim. And the Mefarshim, maybe it doesn't mean Maisa Nisim, it means it was Teva for them, which is Maisa Nisim to us. It's not normal to us, therefore you can't ask from the earlier. But nowadays, you know, it's you can assume that there are no Yarshim. Ask all the Achronim here, how does the Katan own something? How does the Katan own something that you stole, that you have a Chiyuv to return? Ask Tosas and Katan. V'im Tomer, Gezel Agera, Hechem Ishkachasla, Ein Zechiyah LaKatan. A Katan can't own something. So Tosas answer. Tosas says it's all over Shas. What's amazing also is that this Yisod of Tosfos that he says here and in Sanhedrin and in Sukkah is nowhere in Shas. What does Tosfos hold? That a Katan can own something to Araisa as long as somebody else is being makne to him. Right? That's Acharis Makne. Dafka Mitzia, the Indach Acharis Makne, Uso lo havi elami divrayim. Mitzia, if a Katan finds something, can only own it to Rabbanan. That's why Chazal had to come up and say, "Mipnei tikkun olam." If you steal it from him, you're chayav to give it back. That's why the Tosfos says, on the first day of Sukkot, you don't give the cotton your lulav before you yose with it. Because you could give it to him, but then you can't get it back. Right? So that's why you can't give it to him first, because he can be koni, but he can't be makne it. Right? So that's Tosfos' shita. Das acheres makne. Other Rishonim, the Rashba here, gives other answers. The Rashba says, maybe it is... Let me find this Rashba. Maybe the case is... Maybe his father was really a ger, and this kid yarshined his father. His kid, though, was fertilized and born after his father converted. That's how he got Yerusha Daraisa. Right? A Kohen can own something with Daraisa based on Yerusha. Inami, or he quotes Das Acheres Makos. There are ways that a Kohen can own something on a Daraisa level. Fascinating question we mentioned in the past on another Yehuda. Another Yehuda says, Das Acheres Makne works according to the Tosfos on the Daraisa level, so why can't a Katan get married? Right? What's a Katan? A Katan is Kona, Isha Niknes. So a woman is Makne herself to the Katan. Right? The Katan is Kona, so why can't a Katan? We say a Katana can be married. Right? A Katan can't be married to Daraisa. There's no way a Katan can be married. You could Yibum, what is Yibum? But a Katan can be married, so why not? Das Acheres Makne is Daraisa, so the woman is Makne herself to the Katan. Why can't a Katan be married? Right? That's the Kasha of the Another Yehuda in Madura Tinyana. Simin Nun Dalin. That's what he quotes. He doesn't know about Davar Kasha Beinai. Says, I don't know. Why not? So the Achronim answer this question based on the Ran. Remember the Ran we discussed at length in Nedarim, where the Ran says a woman isn't really machna herself in marriage. Really, she's just mafkir or mavatel herself, kind of like, right, turns the key, and the husband is allowed to come in, right, in terms of the lumdus of the conceptual analysis of the kinyan. So really, she's not being machna. She's being mavatel herself. That's why it's not really a hakna like other haknas. That answer is the kasha of the Bihuta and the answer of the Achronim to the kasha. Okay, there's a lot of discussion of Ger Katan as we had back in the beginning of Tzubis, but we'll leave it at that for now. Vayikra. Says the Gemara, Tana Rabbanan, La Hashem La Kohen, Kno Hashem and Asana La Kohen Shabosa Mishmar. What happens? So it goes to the Hashem, to the Kohanim, and Hashem gets it, and he gives it to the Kohanim in that Mishmar. We know the Kohanim was split up into 24 Mishmaros. They each worked about 2 weeks out of the year, and then they all worked on Yantif. So whatever Mishmar you go to, right, when you get there, right, Tosfos says in Lakoin, not the Mishmar that was there Bishas Hoda'a that you admitted, but it's when you go to the Beis HaMikdash. When you go to the Beis HaMikdash, whatever Mishmar is there, that's who you give it to. Ata Omer LaKoin Shabosha Mishmar, we know LaKoin LaKoin Shayirsa. You might say, so what is it? Is it the coin to that Mishmar? Let's say you want to give it to a different Kohen. Right, you want to give it to some other Kohen. So Kshu Omer Milvad Eila Kibirim Sheikhaper Bo Alav, since it says that the coin is going to get the Gezel Hager, along with the Ela Kippurim, along with the Asham, Harei LaKoin Shabosa Mishmar comes up Adaber. So the carbon has got to go with that Mishmar. So too, the money goes with that Mishmar too. Asks the Tosas Rid, doesn't the Gemara say even more specifically, it goes to the base Av that's working on the day that you got to the base of Migdash. We know the Mishmaros was split up into six base Avs, right? All the Karnim was split up into 24 groups, and a different group worked every week. But within each Mishmar, they were split up into six. They each worked Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and they all worked on Shabbos. So why doesn't it say you have to give it to the Mishmar, the base Av that's working that day? It sounds like no. It sounds like whenever you bring it, the whole Mishmar splits it.
It says depends on who's being happy with his carbon.
Right, I'm saying, but the Gemara doesn't specify that it's to the base Av. So the Tosafot says that it sounds like it's going to go to the entire Mishmar. So why? Says the Tosafot Rid. One second. Here we have a Kashali. Kivan the Mishmar Hayacholak Lashisha Bat the Avos. Why doesn't it go to that base Av? V'yesh Lomar. Now, the Dafka Achilas Kachim V'oros Chilkul Beis Avos. V'vdesha Havin B'chol Yom. Only common things were split up daily. Because there were things, Karbanas every day, so every day gets his own Karbanas. Avol Gezel Ager V'stei Achuza Shehe Mikre Ba'alma Lo Chilkul Bat the Avos. Well, you only get one of these once in a Yovel. Well, I say, Dafka, it was your day, so you're going to get it? No, it's our week. So Elohim l'kol b'nei mishmar. So you're allowed to split. Then on the bottom, he talks about whether this is true or not. The Rambam, he says, maybe doesn't hold like this. The Tosafot Rid, maybe does go to the Beis Av. But either way, that's an interesting discussion of mishmaros and Beis Avos. Tana Rabban, Harishaya goes al kohen. Minay shelo yomar. What if the Goslin himself was a kohen? So minay shelo yomar hovi yosel kohenim. Hey, I'm going to have to give it to the kohen. Thari hu takas yadi yeshali. Let me just keep it. It's Gezel, right? Well, Gezel Ager goes to the Kohen, so let me keep it. Vidinu, and it makes sense. Why? If he gets other Gezel Agers, surely he should be able to keep his. Or Reb Nosson Omer B'Lashon Acher. Reb Nosson says a different Havamina. Ma davar she'ein lo chelik bo achikan esbir shuso. If something that you don't have a chelik in until it's brought to you, meaning a carbon that somebody brings. But once it goes into your rishus, nobody can get it out of your rishus. So davar sheyesh lo chelik b'ashli yikanes b'rishusa, something that you have a chelik in, your gezel ager, mishenichlas lo shusa ena didi nacha yachal otzi miyado. Surely you should be able to keep it. The Gemara says, 1 minute. Lo amarta b'davar sheyin lo chelik bo. What do you mean by your carbon that you don't have a chelik in? Shekashem sheyin lo chelik bo kachin lachem chelik bo. Nobody owns that carbon. That's why nobody has a chelik in it. So once you get it, so nobody can take it from you. Tor b'gezel, but by gezel ager, kashem sheyesh lo chelik bo kachin lachem chelik bo. What do you mean? You have it, but the other kohanim also have a chelik in it. Theoretically. So Gemara says, Ella, Gzelo Yotzi Mitachas Yadu, Mischalik Halecha Vakonim. No, you gotta get rid of it. You cannot keep it. You gotta get rid of the Gzela. Ay, Vahoksiv Yishas Kadashav Lo Yeh. Doesn't it say a man gets to keep his Kachim? So isn't that referring to Gezel Ager? No. Hacha Mayaskinen Bekohain Tame. It's referring to a Kohain Tame who cannot be Makriv the carbon, the Asham. So Iba Kohain Tame. Davar sheish lo chelik bo miyislay. So what do you mean? Davar sheish lo chelik bo. The whole thing doesn't make sense because he doesn't have a chelik if he's a kohen tamei. So Gemara says, what's the mucker? Lo maisa the maskana. What's the mucker that he has to give it out? Ela aski lo kohen misteachusa. Gzira shaver from steachusa. What's the halacha of steachusa? If somebody has a field and he sells it, he's makdish it. And the gizbar, the gabbai of the base of Mikdash, sells it to somebody. He's to pode it. So by yovel, if it's still the lokeach still has it, it goes to the kohen. That's the halacha. What if the lokeach was a kohen? Does he get to keep it? So halacha is no. So the tanya chuzaso matam alomar minayim l'stei sada hayotz lekohen biyovel. How do you know if it's a field that goes out to one of the kohenim in yovel? The goala echem in a kohenim. How do you know if one of the kohenim had been the goel minayim shelo yomar? How do you know that he cannot say hol biyotz lekohen biyovel? Bahari hitachas yadi. Hey, it goes to the kohenim in yovel anyway, and I have it. Tishali, let me just keep it. V'dinu b'shalachir manizocha b'shalasti lekohen shekain. Tam alomar kistei hachirim lekohen tia chuzaso achuzas shelo ve'ein zu shelo. Right, this is not his. Hakeitzad yotzei b'dachas yado u'mischalekas cholecha l'kohanim. It's got to be split up amongst all the kohanim. And we have gzeirah shava l'kohen l'kohen. The same thing applies to gezel ha'ger. Okay, we'll stop here. We'll start again in 5 minutes with the next stuff.